Pioneers vs. Pretenders. I'm your host, Joe Human. On today's episode, I want actually to talk about branding mistakes that we need to avoid. As entrepreneurs, as a startup business, there's so much that goes into branding and how that affects your customer loyalty. And if you don't have the right foundation, the chances of you surviving in the markets become very minimal, because there's guys out there who have killer brands and killer marketing budgets that are going to outshine you and just beat you to the curb. So this is a podcast that I hope will help an entrepreneur out there, help an aspiring entrepreneur, or even someone that's already in business and is able to just listen to this and go back into dissecting their brand and hopefully tweak a few things that will help them stay ahead of the curve. I always say that your brand is what others say about you when you're not in the room, right? I tell my clients that your brand is not just your visuals or what you put out there on platforms. It's also the way you interact with your customers, how you communicate with them, the way you answer your phone, how you welcome them into your office, because branding is the first sort of touch point or experience that you offer to your audience. And as your customers evolve, so should your branding. And I just want to touch base on some mistakes that we need to avoid as entrepreneurs or businesses, brands. Number one, probably would guess it, it's your logo. 90% of how you introduce your business to your audience is your logo, right? Its sole purpose is to create an identity, and that's completely it. Your logo is not your brand. So it needs to identify the person, business, product, service that you're designing it for, or actually just represent your business. There's three things that I personally always look for in a logo, and that is simplicity. It needs to be simple. It needs to be easily identifiable. It doesn't need to be busy and not communicate what you're trying to do or what you're doing. Your logo needs to be flexible, right? It needs to have flexibility. So what does it look like on a poster? What does it look like on a shirt? What does it look like on your packaging? What does it look like on your website? If we had to move it to an app, what would it look like? If we decrease the size, can we recognize it? So your logo needs to be able to be flexible. The last point would be that it needs to have longevity. Markets are going to change. People are going to evolve. You want to have an identity that will stand the test of time. I always refer to this brand. You guys probably know what it is. Yes, you guessed it. It's Apple. My favorite brand in the whole world. And over the years, you know, they've had about 6 logo changes, but their identity has remained the same. Their design was always aimed at being simple, flexible, and to be able to adapt to every evolving market, and it's still relevant today. So Apple, totally love you guys. Branding mistake to avoid, number 2, would be your value proposition. Outline what you do and why it matters. Not effectively communicating why a consumer should pick you over your competitors will literally have people just scrolling past your content and bouncing off your site. So communicate what problems you and your business solve. Communicate how that creates value for your customers also. Avoid the use of vague words or 1,000 buzzwords, have a clear mission statement and avoid saying the same thing your competitors are saying, because then we're like, okay, cool. Taboo's brand messaging is X, Y, and Z, and this really big brand or your competition is also X, Y, and Z. Why can't it be A, B, C? So have a clear messaging so that you can be unique and your audience can identify you above your competitors. Number 3 is brand guidelines. A lot of startup businesses don't get this from their agencies or their creatives. And I understand, like, the dynamics would be maybe you used a freelancer, or maybe your budget didn't allow you to get the full, like, packaging or whatnot. But this is also something that you can sort of create on your own, and it will really help you, like, in the long run. But before I get into why it's important to have a brand guideline, let me just also like explain what a brand guideline is. So basically, a brand guideline is your brand Bible, right? It's a book, a document that has like standards, essentials, or set of rules that dictate how your brand DNA works. So it consists of your tone, your messaging, your mission statement, your point of view, your color scheme, your usage, the imagery, the typography. It's literally every touch point of your brand. And not having this in order is literally suicide, because you're going to work with different people. You're going to work with partners. You're going to collaborate with different creatives or agencies. And they are all going to have a different idea of how or what your brand is, because you don't have guidelines. You don't have a set of rules that says, if my logo is going to be reduced, it needs to be reduced at X amount of points. If you're going to put this on a pink poster, it needs to be this color. This is the typography we use as the house font. This is the type of images that my brand wants to be associated with. So these guidelines like ensure that your brand is consistent and it's identifiable across all platforms, print, media, TV ads, social networks, name it, packaging. It makes sure that your brand stays consistent. Next branding mistake to avoid is riding on trends. Guys, the current online world is like hungry for attention. And this means that something is always trending. Either it's an event, a design, a fashion item, a hashtag, a gossip, I don't know, whatever it is, something is always trending. It's important to remain true to yourself and not jump onto these trends, because trends die out. So understand your why and continuously feed that to your audience. And be fun, like don't be redundant and constantly like drive in your brand message, but understand what is that message that you want to send to your audience and diversify it in ways that you can actually use to connect with your audience. Another one is wrong collaborations and partnerships. You know, there's this thing about Joburg, right? Everyone just wants to freaking collaborate. Everyone just wants to partner with you when they see you popping or you're doing great. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but be mindful of the people that you collaborate with and the people that you partner with. Before signing that contract, always ask yourself, is this person or this partner's goal the same as mine? Like, is their mission statement in line with yours? You know, collaborations shouldn't just be about monetary value. Consumers will remember that shitty campaign that you had. They'll remember it, you know. They'll remember that you're associated with that specific brand. And they'll just know and they'll feel when something isn't genuine. And that will ultimately determine their loyalty to you. So be mindful of the collaborations and the partnerships that you get into while growing your brand. Thinking locally is another mistake that you should totally avoid. Probably two decades ago, right? It would have been literally impossible, or it would have at least taken me a good month or so to ship something from here to a different country, you know? But technology has made the world such a small place that if you ignore this, you will be shooting yourself in the foot. You're not building your business to just survive, but you're building it to expand, I hope. So use language that's relatable to the people from different backgrounds. You know, add a local term here once in a while or a phrase, but practice cultural sensitivity. Don't hold back on marketing your products or services to larger markets just because you're based in South Africa or a specific country. Valuing consistency over character is another mistake that you need to avoid. Your brand should communicate a consistent message to enforce your value proposition. So messaging, products, and services should all be in line. And on whatever platform you choose to communicate or represent this message, right, you sort of want to create a different persona of your brand while speaking to your audience and your demographic. Because the way that I use Instagram and I use Twitter and I use Facebook are very different, even though I follow you on all these three platforms. So I also expect your content to sort of be in line with how these platforms work, because that will then also push me or entice me to be able to engage with that content. And as long as the brand knows what it stands for, consistency can take a back seat. You know, what's the point of like sharing this the exact same message on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn? It becomes a bit redundant and your audience will like just tune out, you know, or ignore certain channels because they're getting the same thing on different channels. So don't value consistency over character. Build character, build personas on different platforms that you exist on. Don't neglect public perception. This is one of the biggest ones, actually, because you're this great entrepreneur, you've got this great product or your great service, and you've made it all blue, or I don't know what colors you guys are in love with, but you've made it this specific color, you've used the specific big font or classic font, and you've put it out there, and you're wondering, why is this thing not attracting people? Or it's attracting people, but you're not getting in the numbers that you've initially wanted. And you get a complaint on your Facebook or on your website, and the client says, hey, look, I wanted to push your product or your service, but the background was too blue and I couldn't read the font, or I couldn't see the product. And you read that and you're like, okay, well, I like it in blue, so stuff you. No, the public won't always have the nicest things to say about you. Not everyone's going to support your product or your service. Not everyone's going to love you. But neglecting feedback is literally shooting yourself in the foot. Run polls, gather feedback, conduct research, conduct surveys, you know, come up with a new marketing campaign and drive your brand in the right direction. Get information from your consumers, because that actually helps your brand grow. That actually pushes your brand to evolve with your audience. So you know exactly what they want. You know how to keep locking them in into your service, into your products. So don't neglect public perception of your brand. Last one, very big one, failing to adapt. Have you guys ever heard of the quote, adapt or die? This literally applies to branding or brands too. You know, Apple and Android crushed Nokia out of the market by innovating their products, services, by adapting to new technologies on their devices, and constantly like communicating their identity and brand message to their consumers. And I know like a lot of people claim that, hey, look, if Nokia like just stuck to their operating system and did not like take on Windows, they would have been in the game. I personally do not think so. I still think that Nokia would have died because they didn't adapt to new technologies. They didn't understand, hey, everyone is on their phone, or touchscreen is the new way, you know. I don't know what technologies were out there at that moment, but Apple and Android knew where the future of mobile devices were going, and they decided to jump ahead of that curve. Nokia died out because they were not able to adapt. So as a brand, you'll have to strive to stay ahead of the curve. I feel like that's one of the ways that you can actually survive. In closing, look, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither do strong brands get built in a short space of time. But starting off with like the correct foundations of what you want to represent is essential to your success in a world where everyone is literally fighting to be seen. This has been Pioneers vs. Pretenders. See you guys in the next episode.